The Pope's health has worsened. One day after announcing that he was receiving nutrition through a tube in his nose, the Vatican said today that John Paul II has now developed a high fever. And there are reports in the Italian media that he has been given the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, often called last rites. We're joined now by John Allen, who's the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He's in Vatican City. John, what's the latest you know on the state of the Pope's health?
Well, what the Vatican has confirmed this evening is that the Pope is suffering from a urinary tract infection and has a fever. And this, of course, as you note, is on top of a series of problems that he has had in recent days. Just yesterday, the Vatican acknowledged that he is being given nutrition through a nasal tube. That's in response to the fact that his swallowing difficulties have made it very difficult for him to take in food. And that he has visibly lost a great deal of weight in recent days. And so it's a compound situation at the moment. There are also confirmed reports that the Pope has received the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, although we need to stress that this does not mean necessarily that he is in imminent danger of death. That sacrament can be administered anytime someone is suffering from any kind of ailment. But obviously, this new development this evening adds to what was already a climate of terrific concern about John Paul's health.
And we should note that he received that sacrament once before after he was
shot. At least once before, that's been acknowledged, and that was after the assassination attempt in 1981.
What exactly is the sacrament? What does that entail?
Well, the sacrament is one of the seven sacraments of the Church, and it is intended to comfort the sick and to bring down upon them the grace of God to aid them in their recovery. Again, one needs to stress, it does not mean that this person is necessarily getting ready to die.
The news came out around 11 o'clock at night there in Italy. Very unusual for the Vatican to issue an official statement that late. What does that say about the state of mind within the Vatican?
Well, I think actually the last 24 hours have been extraordinary in terms of the amount of information the Vatican has given us. Let's recall that from March 11th, which was 2 days before John Paul returned from the Gemelli Hospital, to yesterday, the Vatican had not issued a single bulletin about his condition. And, of course, what had happened in the meantime is that the international press has been full of all sorts of speculation. I think, quite obviously, the Vatican is attempting to head off some of the more extreme versions of that speculation by trying to deliver reliable information about what's actually going on. So the two notes of caution that are in order here, one is that taken individually, all of the problems from which John Paul is presently suffering, that is his breathing difficulties, his swallowing problems, now this urinary tract infection, are not in themselves life-threatening. On the other hand, it is also clear that the totality of the picture is very alarming. That's why right now there are faithful gathering in St. Peter's Square praying for the health of the Pope.
John, a serious situation, but at this point no sign that the Pope is being taken back to the hospital.
No, and as a matter of fact, officials at Rome's Gemelli Hospital have just recently indicated to us that there are no preparations at present for the Pope to be returned. Now, that can be read in one of two ways. It can mean that his medical team has made the judgment that he is simply too ill to be transported at this point, or it could mean that they believe that the situation isn't serious enough to warrant another hospitalization and that he can be treated at home.
John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
John Allen, who's the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, talking to us from Rome.